Today's daf is Brachis Daf Ches, and we are 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amid Beis, Va'omer Rab Yoichinon, Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yechai. Today's daf is being learned as Zchus Rufua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, and Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Dov Ben Shlomo HaKoyen. So we're in the middle of a sugya. The sugya is Omer Rab Yoichinon, Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yechai. So we saw yesterday's daf, it was a lot of information, but really it could be divided into three groups. Amar Rav Chelboy, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Gemara had brought a whole bunch of members that were mentioned by the aforementioned Chachamim, so we're concluding some of the memories that Rabbi Yochanan said over in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai, what the liskaris b'rishayin ba'olam hazeh, if necessary, a person is allowed to provoke a rasha ba'olam hazeh. Meaning, there would have been a thought that don't start up with a rasha. Said Rabbi Yochanan, I have a mesorah from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai that l'toyeles, someone is allowed to pick a fight, so to speak. He's allowed to provoke a rasha. Shenemar, and he learned it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Oizvei Torah Yahalulu Rasha, the Shoimrei Torah Yiskarubam. It's only Oizvei Torah that praise the rasha, but the Shoimrei Torah Yiskarubam, sometimes they start up with a Tayinami Hachi. It's really a mafurish a brayis from the stoyper a matu noimim mutul liskaris b'shon b'ilum hazeh. A person who's allowed to provoke a rasha b'ilum hazeh shenemer, as the pasuk says, oiz ve'toyer yahalulu rasha. And the goimer, the punchline is the v'goimer, like we just mentioned, the shomrei Torah yiskarubam. Says the Gemara, vim lachshach adam loimer. Now, if somebody's going to whisper into your ear and he's going to tell you, how could you say the shomrei Torah yiskarubam? How could you say mutul liskaris b'shon b'ilum hazeh that you're allowed to start up with a rasha on this world? V'aksiv, but isn't there another pasuk where David HaMelech said, "LeDavid, al tischar b'mreim, al tekane ba'osei avlo." Al tischar b'mreim sounds like don't provoke a rasha. Emor Loi says the Gemara, if a person will tell you that, you should tell him, "Yishalip b'noik v'yomarke." It sounds like you're a little insecure. It sounds like you're not brave enough to start up with a rasha. So you're trying to teach a pasuk as if to say that you're not allowed to, but really you're allowed to. So what does that pasuk mean? What did David HaMelech mean when he said, Al tischar b'mreim, elo, al tischar b'mreim, li is kamreim. Not don't provoke a rasha, but don't compete with a rasha. Meaning, don't look at a rasha and say, I want to be like him, and start competing with him. That's not acceptable. Al tekani b'yisa avlo means li is ka'ab. You say Avla, don't be jealous of someone that's doing Averis, meaning and wanting to do that. But Omer, another pasuk says the same idea. You kind of libcha bechatam. You should never be jealous of people that do Averis. Kim biyiras Hashem kol hayoyim. Kin asoif from that's okay. But other than that, it's not okay. Regardless, so Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, mutter lehiskaros barishon ba'olam hazeh, and he learned it from a pasuk. Oizvei Torah yahalalu rasha, but shomrei Torah ayiskarubam. Right, the Gemara, is that true? Einivam Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Marisa rasha shasham." If you see a rasha and things seem to be going really well for him, al tiskara boy, don't provoke him, don't start up with him. Shenema, the pasuk says, yachilu drach b'chaleis, that a rasha is always going to be successful, meaning you're going to start up with him, you're going to lose. V'loy oid, elosh hazayich b'din, even if you summons him to din Torah, you're going to lose. Shenema, morim mishpatech minekdei. V'loy oid, elosh haraya b'tzarev. We find that he sees all his Soros, anyone that starts up with him, bad things happen to Shinema called Soyrub Yafiach Behem. But what's the point? Rabbi Yitzchak said that if you see a Rasha, Shasham is Sachekas, like Al Tiskaraboy. It seems to be a contradiction. Here, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shem Bayechoy, Mutal Iskaris Purishoyim. And it's a pasuk, Shem Retari Yiskarubam. And here, Rabbi Yitzchak said just the opposite. Imro Isa Rasha, Shasham is Sachekas, like Al Tiskaraboy, says the Gemara, like Kasha. And the Gemara is going to give four terutzim. Some obvious to answer this stira. First, Teretz is Habim Mili Didei, Habim Mili Deshmai. Where Rabbi Yochanan said in the Roshim Bayichai that it's okay to provoke a Rasha. You could start up with him with Tayelis. What does Tayelis mean? For a Ruchnius reason. If it's Mili Deshmaya, if it's Mili Didei, you're doing it for personal reasons, then Rabbi Yitzchak's halach is true. Don't start up with a Rasha. Iba, you say more, you could say Habim Mili Deshmaya. No. Both Rabbi Yochanan's memra and Rabbi Yitzchak's memra were discussing L'Shem Shemayim. Still, v'loy kasha, haber rasha shasham esachekes loy, haber rasha she'en asham esachekes loy. Rabbi Yitzchak was very clear. He said, "Imro isa rasha shasham esachekes loy al yiskaraboy." If you see a rasha who seems to have it going really, really well, he's on a hot streak. So that person, stay away from. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't talking about that situation. He was talking more generally. Mutal iskaris b'risham by lemazeh. You could start up with a rasha. The fact that this person's a rasha isn't a reason that you shouldn't necessarily take him on. If he shomis achekas, like, yeah, that obvious. This seems to be a time that you may want to stay away from. If he's saying a third teretz, ha ba rosh hashanah shomis achekas. Like maybe Rabbi Yochanan was describing even a rosh hashanah shomis achekas, like kasha, but it's still not a stira. Ha betzadik gomer, ha betzadik sheinu gomer. It could be a tzadik gomer is allowed to start up with a rosh, even if it is shomis achekas. Like a tzadik sheinu gomer different. Amar Rav Huna, this precedence for this idea of tzadik gomer, tzadik sheinu gomer, because Rav Huna once said, ma'idchsev, the pasuk says, lama sabit boikdim, tachrish bebela rosha tzadik bimenu. Now, Pasha, the pasuk seems to say, lama sabit boikdim, tachrish, why is everybody quiet? Bebela rosha tzadik bimenu. When the rosha swallows up someone that's more righteous than him. It sounds like a Rasha sometimes will get the better of a tzaddik. V'chi Rasha b'lei a tzaddik? Can't be. V'aksiv, the pasuk says, if someone's a real tzaddik, he's never going to be defeated by a Rasha. Hashem lo yazvenu b'yodoy. V'ksiv lo yu'una l'tzaddik kalov. These are psalm that seem to say that Hashem never allows the tzaddik to fall. So what does it mean that the Rasha is going to be boileya the tzaddik? What it means is tzaddik mimenu boileya. Right? The pasuk didn't say bebala rasha tzaddik. It said bebala rasha tzaddik mimenu. Meaning the rasha could sometimes swallow up someone that's more righteous than him. So this person's not a tzaddik in the perfect sense. He just happens to be more righteous than the person that he's going up against. But if someone's a tzaddik gamur, ain't a boileya. A tzaddik gamur, a rasha can never be boileya. The point is, you see, there's a difference between a tzaddik gomor and a tzaddik she'enoi gomor. So it could be that's the distinction. That's if you're a tzaddik gomor, because you don't have to be worried that maybe the rosh is going to get the better end. Hashem lo yazvenu biyadoi, lo yu'unu l'tzaddik olav. And if someone's a tzaddik she'enoi gomor, then it's not okay. Iba yaseima, finally, shomis sacheches lo yishani. Now, at first glance, this sounds like the second teretz of the Gemara. But pashup shat is, obviously, it's the fourth teretz, so it can't be a repeat of the second teretz. What the Gemara means to say is that according to the second teretz of the Gemara, there's no distinction between tzaddik gomer and tzaddik she'enoi gomer. The only thing that matters is it's a rosh hashasha mesacheches loy, or is a rosh she'en hasha mesacheches loy. So if it's a rosh hashasha mesacheches loy, even a tzaddik gomer should stay away from him. The Iba is saying that the last teretz of the Gemara is saying is that it could be a tzaddik gomer could always provoke a rosha. A tzaddik she'enoi gomer, then it's going to depend on whether it's shomis sacheches loy or it's not shomis sacheches loy. So in the second teretz of the Gemara, shomis sacheches loy would impact even tzaddik gomer. In the fourth teretz of the Gemara, it doesn't impact tzaddik gomer. It only impacts the tzaddik she'enoi gomer. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Meyichai, Kol Kivei Makom L'Tfilasoi. Someone that has a makom kavua for his davening. So earlier we saw Elikei Avram be'Ezra. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I heard from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai something else. Oivav noiflim tachto. So if someone has an enemy, someone's chapping with somebody, a skula to be protected from this person is to have a makom kavua in davening. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'samti makom la'ami li Yisrael. Hashem says, I'm going to designate a place for Klal Yisrael, unetativ, ush v'shochan tachtov, and when they have this place, lo yirgazoid, v'lo yosifu bnei avlo la'noisoi, kasher barishoina. So Pashup Shat, what the Pasuk is referring to, is the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem says, you will have a Beis HaMikdash, v'lo yirgazoid, they won't have to worry about their enemies. But Rabbi Yochanan said, I heard from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that this is also a remez, not just to the makom kavuas and the harabayas, the harameirias, and the Beis HaMikdash. No, any person can have his own individual makom kavua when he davens, and if he does, he'll have this haftacha of v'lo yirgazoid, v'lo yosifu bnei avlo la'noisei kasha b'rishayna. Rapuna Rami, Rapuna asks the k'stir. K'siv, the pasuk says la'noisei. V'k'siv, and the pasuk says l'chaloisei. So this pasuk that we just mentioned is in Shmuel Beis Perek Zayin, but there's an almost identical pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph Perek Yud Zayin. But there's one notable difference between the two psukim. In Shmuel Beis, the pasuk says that when the Yidu will have the Beis HaMikdash, lo yosifu bnei avlo la'anoisoi. The bnei avlo won't be able to chepa the Yidin. In Divrei Yomim Aleph, it says, lo yosifu bnei avlo l'chaloisoi. They won't be able to destroy the Yidin. It's a very big difference. A haftacha that you won't be destroyed just means you won't be completely obliterated. It doesn't mean that it's not going to be challenging. That v'lo yuchal Urlo Yosifu bnei Avlo la'noisoy is a much better haftacha. Not only won't you be destroyed, but they won't even chepah with you. So which one is it? The Gemara says, betchila la'noisoy ula b'soif l'chaloisoy. Initially it was la'noisoy, meaning when the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Yidden were tzaddikim, they were on a high madrega, Shlomo HaMelech's times, the intention was lo Yosifu bnei Avlo, even la'noisoy. But once the Yidden started doing Averis, so the haftacha got downgraded. It went from not la'noisoy, can't promise you that. But one promise you do have is l'chaloisoy. That's something that's never going to happen. It's more chashuv, it's gadol to be meshamesh a Talmud Chacham than to learn Torah from a Talmud Chacham. Shenemar, how do you know that? Because the Pasuk mentions who Elisha the Navi was. And the Pasuk says, Paya Elisha ben Shafat, Ashe Yotzak Mayim, Ayude Elio. So Elisha was Elio Anavi's protege. He learned Torah by Elisha. He was also Mishamish Elio Anavi. And the Pasuk, when it mentions its short bio on Elisha, so what does it say? Who is Elisha? Yotzak Mayim, Ayude Elio. He was Mishamish. Lomad, Loinemar. It doesn't say he learned Torah by him. Elio Yotzak, Melamed, Shigdoy Lishimusha, Yoysem, Melimud, Amalei Rav Yitzchak. He went to Rav Nachman and he asked him, why didn't you come daven together with us in the Beis HaKnesses? He told me, I'll tell you the truth, I wasn't feeling well. Rashi says, Tosh koichi, I was too weak. I couldn't come to shul. He told him, why didn't you gather a minyan? Rav Nachman was the God of Adar. He says, you couldn't get 10 yidin to come to your house and have a minyan in your house. He told him, it was too hard for me. I couldn't do it. Okay, so I understand you couldn't come to shul, you were too weak. And it was too much of a tircha, quote unquote, to put together a minyan. But there's the third best option, and that is, why didn't you at least be in touch with the shliach tzibur, the chazan? Tell him to tell you when he starts davening for the Yomid. And like this, you'll be able to daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. So even if you're not davening with a minyan, and you're not even in shul, but at the very least, daven at the same time. Amaleis, Rav Nachman told Rav Yitzchak, Maikulei Hai. Well, what is that all about? I mean, I understand there's an Indian to daven with a minyan. But what's that? So he told him back, no, Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Bayichai. This is another memra from Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Bayichai. Naidik said, what's the Pshat Pasuk that says, Vanis Filos Yilcha Hashem Eis Ratzon? It sounds like there's an idea in Tfilah that sometimes it could be an Eis Ratzon. So there's an Eis Ratzon and there's not an Eis Ratzon. What's an Eis Ratzon? A Masai Eis Ratzon B'Shosh HaTzibur Mespalim. When the Tzibur is davening, even if you're not part of the minyan, it's considered an Eis Ratzon. Rabbi Yossi B'Rab Chanina. So what if you live in a town where there's always a minyan? So it's always an Eis Ratzon? I'm not sure. Yes, Hashem, the Eis Ratzon in Nisich HaNalav HaZik. We find this idea that there's something called an Eis Ratzon. When is it an Eis Ratzon? B'Shosh HaTzibur Mespalim. Another pasuk, it says, Hein Kel Kabir V'lo Yimos. And the way we darshan the pasuk is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never Nimos if there's a Rabbim. So whenever there's a Rabbim, HaKadosh Baruch at the very least won't be Nimos from the Tfilos. You see, again, Chashivos of the Tfilos of a Rabbim. Ksiv, another pasuk that says, Pada B'Shalom Nafshi Mikrovli Ki B'Rabbim Hayu Imadi. That David HaMelech said, Pada B'Shalom Nafshi, that you redeemed my soul, mikrovli. Mikrov is like a war. When people were fighting against me, why? Ki berabim hayu imadi. So you see from there, this idea that there's a chashivos to a tefillah b'tzibur, but more pointedly, that's what the Gemara is trying to bring out, that even if you're not part of the tzibur, but even if you're merely davening at the same time that the tzibur is davening, you somehow are included in Hein Kel Kabir v'lo Yimos and Pada B'Shalim Nafshi Mikrov Liki B'Rabim Hayu Yimos. Now, first glance, those psukim seem to be talking about someone that's participating in the minyan. What do you see from those psukim? Even if you're not part of the minyan, you're just davening at the same time that the minyan's davening. So if you take a look in the Tzlach and in the Pnei Yeshua, the Achreinim talk about this. Tanya mihachi, Reb Nosson, Reb Nosson said, "Nayin sheinu Kadosh Baruch Hu moyes betfilasin shel Rab." How do you know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is never moyes betfilasin shel Rab? It's interesting. You would think that Reb Nosson would say, "How do you know that when a Rabbim davens, Hashem is so excited and he accepts the tefillah?" He says Hashem is not disgusted. I mean, sometimes a tefillah could be disgusting. But how do you know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's never going to be moyes betfilasin shel Rabbim? Shenema hein kel kabir v'lo yimos. If there's a Rabbim, it's never nimos. Ksiv pada b'shalom nafshi mikrav li v'goymer. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, kol oisik b'toyra b'gmilos chasadim. Any person that's oisik in Toyra, and he's oisik in gmilos chasadim. U'mespalu ha'matzibur. So you learn Toyra, you do chesed, and you daven with a minyan. Malani olov kilu pidoani li u'lebonai mi'be Shein Umos Olam. It says, if, ki ilu, pida'ani, you redeem me, you redeem my children, mi bein Umos Olam. Where do you see that in this pasuk? So Rashi says, because Shalom is a reference to Chesed, that's obvious. It's also a reference to Torah. Talmidei Chachamim marbim Shalom ba'olam. Torah is deracher darchi noyam. So, pada b'shalom. Shalom means Torah. Shalom means chesed. Ki b'rabim hayu imadi. That's tefillah b'tzibur. So, if someone does that, it's kilu pida'ani liu l'banami bein umay son. Amr ish lakish. Kom ish yesh le beis ha-knesses b'iroi. If someone has beis ha-knesses in his town, ve'inoy nichtas sham l'spalel, and he doesn't walk to shul, meaning he doesn't come in to help out with the minyan, nikro shachin ra. He's called a bad neighbor. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem al kol shchinei haroyim hanoygim benachla asher hinchalti esami es Yisrael. So the pasuk over there that talks about the nachla asher hinchalti esami es Yisrael. Usually, when you see those words, you start thinking Eretz Yisrael. Nachla, Menucha, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. But in this drasha, Nachla is a reference to a shul, Beis HaKnesses. So we have all the bad neighbors, the Shechenei Haraim, that aren't entering shul. So you see, if someone doesn't walk into shul, he's a bad neighbor. He also causes golos, as the pasuk continues, and the pasuk says, Hinenei Noitsha Me'alad Masam, Ve'esbeis Yehuda Etoish Mitoicham. That's the end of that pasuk. Amrulei the Rabbi Yochanan. This next Gemara is a classic, and we'll get to it at the end of the daf. Ikusabi b'Bavel, they told Rabbi Yochanan, they're out the Yidin in Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan received a report. Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol Hadar in Eretz Yisrael. And he was told that in Bavel, there are older people. Tama v'Amar. And he was very surprised. He said, it says, L'man yirbu yumeichem, v'imei v'neichem, alo adoma ashen nishba Hashem l'aviseichem l'asa yislam kimei Hashem ayim al-aretz. L'man yirbu yumeichem, v'imei v'neichem, the pasuk describes arichos yomim, but we're alo adoma ashen nishba Hashem l'aviseichem l'asa yislam in Eretz Yisrael. Ava b'chutz l'aretz loy. So why are there old people in chutz l'aretz? I thought only in Eretz Yisrael. Kiven amelie, they told him, mekadmi u'mechaz v'ilabene k'nishto. They said, these people, they get up early, and they go to shul, and they learn, and they daven, and they stay up late, and they're in shul, and they learn, and they daven. Amar, he said, Hainu da hanulu. Now I understand. Rabbi Shua ben Levi once told his son, "Kedimu v'chashichu va'aylu l'bnei kitcha. Get up early and go to shul. Stay up late and go to shul. Ki heichi de turchu chayi. Because if you do that, you'll have arichos yamim. Amr Rab Achab Rab Chanina. Mikra. How do you know that? So he said he learned it from the following pasuk. A pasuk in Mishlei. It says, "Ashrei adam shemeyali lishkoit al dalsoisa yoim yoim." Lishmar mezuzois pesachai. So the first part of the pasuk, Ashrei Adam shemeali lishkoit al dalsoisa yoyim yoyim. That means waking up early. Lishmar mezuzois pesachai. That's staying up late. Either way, so you have this idea, and if someone wakes up early and wakes up late, Uksiv basrei ki moitzi matzachayim, he's going to be zoicha to life. Amar Rav Chizda la'olam yikanes Adam shnei pesachim. If a person walks into shul, he should walk through two doors. Shnei psachim zolka daitach. And what if the shul only has one door? Ele'ema shir shnei psachim v'achakach yispal. Point is, he shouldn't daven close to the door. So he should walk the amount of distance that would usually be the equivalent of two doors, because if you daven in the back of the shul by the door, it looks like he's waiting to leave, and you know you don't really want to be there. So it's a respectful thing to move towards the front of the room. Says the Gemara, another classic. Al zois yispalu kol chosid elecha le'eis mitzay. A pasuk in Tehillim. So David HaMelech said that al zois yispalu kol chosid elecha le'eis mitzay. This is what every chosid should daven for. So what should a chosid have in mind? Amar Reb Chanina. That what David HaMelech was referring to is you should daven for a shidduch, you should daven to get married. And where do you find le'is mitzoy has anything to do with a wife? Shenemar, matzah isha, matzah taif. So you see the word matzah in the context of an isha. V'marava, and Eretz Yisrael, can also be in a shidduch when a person would get married, Amrilei, they would tell him, matzah or mitzah? Right, you meet your friend in the street. Oh, you recently married, no? Was it matzah or mitzah? What did he mean to say? Matzah, they said matzah isha, matzah taif. Did you find the isha taif the yafik ritzoy me'ashem, or was it mitzah? The chesivu mitzah ani mar mivaves esa isha. So which one is it? Is it a matzah isha matzah taif, or it is a mitzah ani mar mivaves? A wife could be worse than death sometimes. So that was the question. Is it? We'll get back to this also. Is it matzah or mitzah? No, the es mitzah is utayra. No, the es mitzah means utayra. Shenema ki mitzah matzah chayim. And that's what David HaMelech said. Al zoyis ispal kol chasad elecha le es mitzah. What's the es mitzah? You should daven for Torah. Reb Nachum by Yitzchak Amal Eis Mitzayis Umisa. A person should daven for a good death. Shenemar lemovetz toitzois. You see the word toitzois, moitzah, it's the same shayrish in the context of the Tanya Nami Hochi, Teisha Meos, Shosha Mina Misa Nivra Boil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 903 different types of death. It says 903 ways that a person can die. Shenemar lemovetz toitzois. And toitzois, big gematria. Hochi Av, if you do the math, toitzois is a gematria, 903. Kosh Shabakum, the worst is Askara. Nicha Shabakulon is Neshicha. Askara Damio Kechizra Bigvava Da Amra. So when the soul departs the body, it's the equivalent of taking a thorn out of wool that it's enmeshed with. So if you try to pull the thorn out, wool's going to come out, meaning it's not easy to separate the two. That's what this is similar to. Ikidami, some say, kipituri bepiveshet. It's like taking a thick rope and trying to pull it out of a tight hole, meaning it's going to give it, you're going to have to yank it and it's not going to be simple. That's what Misas Askara is, meaning it's a difficult Misa. It's hard for the soul to depart the guf. Neshika damya kin mishcho benisa mechalva. It's like taking a hair out of milk. It's very easy. Rabbi Yechon and Amar. Rabbi Yechon had a different shot. He said, le'es mitzoyzu kfura. It means a person should daven that he should merit to be buried. Something that once upon a time you couldn't take for granted. Amar b'chanina maikra. The pasuk says, asmeichem elai gil yosisu ki imatsu kever. So you see, matzah and kever. Amar rabbi barav sheila. Hainu damar inshi. This is what people mean when they say, the boy inish rachmi. Afila adzibulu basra isa shalma. A person has to daven. A person should daven for good mazel, even until the last shovel full, literally. Till the end of his kvura, a person still needs mazel. Marzutra, amal le'es mitzoy, zeh besak yisei. Marzutra had another pshat. So again, David HaMelech said, al zois yispalu kol chosid, eilecha le'es mitzoy. This is what you should daven for, zois. What zois? You should daven for a shidduch, okay. You should daven for Torah. You should daven to have a misas neshika, not rachmana litzlana, a misa mishuna. A person should daven to be buried. He should be zoicha l'kfura. Not everyone zoicha l'kfura. Mazutra said a person should daven to have a bathroom close to his house. Amri b'marava in Eretz Yisrael, they said, hada marzutra adifa mikula. We like marzutra's pshat best. So Rashi says that in Bavel, just based on the geography and the climate, it was very hard for people to have outhouses close to their house. And Marzutra felt this is something you have to daven for. And as the Gemara talks in so many different places, the idea of going to the bathroom was something that the Chum spoke a lot about, that the hygiene aspect of it, etc., etc. And this is the best pshat they said in Eretz Yisrael. Hada Marzutra adifu mikul. Amalei Rava the Rafram Bar Papa. So Rava told Rafram Bar Papa of Hajram fame. Leimalon Mar Mahani Mili Mal Yisad Amrit Mishmei Rav Chizda. Bemilut Bnei Knesset. I've heard you say over a lot of nice halachas in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses in the name of Rav Chizda. So could you say something over now? Say over something for the Olam. Amalei. So Rafram Bar Papa said, sure. Hachi Amr Rav Chizda. I'll tell you what I heard from Rav Chizda. Ma'idich said, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Oyev Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkan Ois Yaakov. Oyev Hashem Sh'orim HaMetzuyonim B'Alocha Yoisim Ribati Knesi Yoisim Ribati Midrashas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Bati Knesi. That's where people daven. And the Bati Midrashas. Right, that's where you learn. But more than that, Hashem loves the Sh'orim HaMetzuyonim B'Alocha, the places of Halocha. V'ayinu Domer HaPchir V'Arami Mishmei Du'ulam Yoyim Shechar V'Yis HaMikdosh Einloi LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Aylamai Ela Arba Amos Shel Halocha B'Vad. Another classic. Because Oyev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkan Ois Yaakov, and that means Hashem rests His Shechina there. But where? It's Dalet Amos Shel Halocha. And it sounds like just Pashup Shad in the Gemara. And the Achreinim talk about this. But it sounds like a Beis Medrash is not the same as as the Dalet Amos Shel Halocha. Just read the words. Oyev Hashem she'orim ha'mitzuyonim b'halocha yoyser mi'batei knesi yoyser mi'batei midrashas. What do you mean? A beis ha'knesis, I hear. That's not halacha, that's tila. But what's a beis medrash? It's a place that you learn. So if it's a place that you learn, what would make that not dalet amos shel halacha? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Mareish, havagarista begat beis. I used to learn in my house, u'matzlita bebei knishta. And I would daven in shul. Kim in the shaman, Allah, adam, rabchi, barami, mishmei du'ulam, yem shachar beis ha'mikdash, yem l'kadosh baruch, ba'lomai, ela, ba'am, shal, Allah, ba'vad. But when I heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his shechina, nowadays, by the Arba Amishal Alocha Loi Hava Matzlino Elehecha de Garissas. He said, I stopped going to Beis HaKnesses and I continued to learn at home, but now I davened at home as well because I felt that's a Mokam HaShechina. So obviously, if you're davening in the presence of the Shechina, there's a better chance that your tefillah is going to be answered. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, Afa Gavta Havalu Treser Bei Knishta B'Tveria. So Rav Ami or Rav Asi lived in Tveria, or buried in Tveria. So they lived in Tveria, and there were 13 shuls 13 Bati Knesios in their time in Tveria. But they didn't walk into any one of those 13 shuls. So where did they daven? They used to daven where they learned. Someone who earns a living and he supports himself, he's gadol than a Yorei Shamayim. How so? The Gabbai Yorei Shamayim Ksiv, Ashrei Ish Yorei Es Hashem. It says that someone who's a Yorei Hashem, Ashrei. The Ilu Gabbai Nenem Yegiyah Gabbai Ksiv, Yegiyah Kapecha Kisoichel, Ashrecha, it says Ashrei, and then it adds V'toiv Loch, Ashrecha Bailu Mazeh, V'toiv Loch, Lo'ilu Mabo, Ula Gabbai Yorei Shamayim, V'toiv Loch like Ksiv. It doesn't say V'toiv Loch by the Yorei Shamayim. So you see that gadol The Marsha explains that, what does it mean? Gadol hanenem yegia kapa yoyser miyor shemayim. So, out of context, that could be misconstructed. The point is not that someone that's nenem yegia kapa is more chashuv than someone that's a yoyser shemayim. But it means, as it relates to this idea of v'toiv loch l'olam haba, that in a way, if a person's not nenem yegia kapa, he has to give up some of his olam haba, because either somebody's helping him and he's giving something up for it, or he's going to merit miracles, and that's the way he's going to be supported. Like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, etc. You find this by others, says the Marsha. And for that, he's going to have to give up some of his olam haba. If someone's nenemi, yegia kapa, so he doesn't have to give anything away. So his olam haba is going to be his olam haba. So in that respect, it's gadol hanenemi, yegia kapa, yoisem yarashamayim. Amr abchia barami, mishmei du'ulam. Olam yadav adav b'makam rabbi. A person should always live together with his rabbi, because it's good. Your Rebbe keeps you in check. She calls man Shimi ben Gera Kayim. As long as Shimi ben Gera was alive, Leinasa Shloime has Bas Pare. Shloime HaMelech didn't marry Bas Pare. It was considered a chet when Shloime HaMelech married Bas Pare. And as long as Shimi ben Gera was alive, he didn't do it. As soon as Shimi ben Gera died, he did do it. So what do you see? As long as Shloime HaMelech, as great as he was, but when he was in the presence, he was in proximity to his Rebbe, it protected him. So lo'olam yadur adam, this is a good lesson for everybody, that if a person stays around someone that he's afraid of, someone that he has to answer to, that's always a good thing. Faith the Gemara Vatanya, we learned somewhere in a brisa, al yadur, it's better not to be near your Rebbe. Why not? And Pashup Shad is because it's an idea of mutav yeshoigig vayu amazing. If you're going to be near your Rebbe and you're going to do averis, the averis are going to be much worse. So in a way, maybe stay away from him. Like this, you're a shoigig. The Gemara says, like, kacha, the kaif, the like kaif. It depends. If you're going to be afraid of your Rebbe, then be with your Rebbe. Because then you're not going to do the aver, not b'shoigig, not b'mezid. Like Shloime HaMelech, who was kayaflate to his Rebbe Shimon ben Gera, and he didn't marry Bas Pari as long as Shimon ben Gera was alive. If someone is not kayaf to his Rebbe, then yeah, it's actually better you stay away from him. Amr Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amr Rav Menachem, Amr Rav Ami. Ma'idach Siv, the pasuk says, Va'oiz ve'Hashem yichlu. What does that mean? Zaminiach Sefer Torah v'yotze. If somebody walks out of shul, there's an open Sefer Torah, v'oiz ve'Hashem yichlu. It's not a good thing, Rabbi Vo, nothing ben gavra l'gavra. Rabbi Vo used to leave in middle laning sometimes, but ben gavra l'gavra. Boy, Rabbi Papa, ben psuka l'psuka mal. What about, could you leave ben psuka l'psuka? Teku. Rav Sheshes, mahadar api v'garas. Rav Sheshes would learn while the Bal Koire was laning, but he wouldn't face the Sefer Torah. He would turn to the side, and he would do it that way. Omar, he would say, "Anam b'didam v'inu b'didu." I'm learning what I'm learning, and the Bal Koire is learning what he's learning. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehud, Amar Rav Ami. Lo'olam yashlim adam parshiyosav im hatzibur shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. A person should be careful to complete every week shnayim mikra ve'echad targum ve'afilu atoros v'divoin. Even the words atoros v'divoin, you should say. Now, what's unique about Ataras V'divoin? So Rashi says, She'im by Targum. There's no Targum on the words Ataras V'divoin. So if you look at the Targum on Ataras V'divoin, it says Ataras V'divoin. So you would have thought that when I'm up to the Echa Targum part, I could skip those words because I said it twice already. I said it in the Shnaya Mikra. No, I feel the Ataras V'divoin. But Tosfos says that I don't like that shot so much. You know why? Because even though there's no Targum Unkelis on Ataras V'divoin, but there's a Targum Yerushalmi on Atoros V'divoin. So maybe you should say the Targum Yerushalmi. And Tosfos says that if the point of the Gemara was that you have to say the Targum even on a word that has no Targum, we should have picked a word that has no Targum at all. No Targum Unkelis, and also no Targum Yerushalmi. For example, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Right? There's no Targum Yerushalmi either. So Tosfos says, I think fakert. I think it's Atoros V'divoin, where there's no Targum Unkelis, there is a Targum Yerushalmi, afilo ataris v'divoin, on those words, you should say the Targum Yerushalmi. But if there's a word that has no Targum at all, and a chanami, you won't have to say it. What about Targum Yoinasan? So this Targum Yonasan have chshivos? So the bigger question is there even a Targum Yonasan ala Torah? So this is Vahadvarim Atikin. We have Targum Yonasan on the side of our Makrois Gedolus Gemara, but the Marsha and Martzchias and the Chidot talks about this in many of his Svarim. It seems to have been a mistake that there really could be, is no Targum Yonasan ala Torah, but that's a conversation for another day. So why is it so important to be Mashlim Parshiyos v'Matzibur? Again, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said this in the name of Rav Ami. Lo'oylom Yashlim Adam Parshiyos v'Matzibur Shnayim Mikra v'Echa Tarbim. Why? Shekola Mashlim Parshiyos v'Matzibur. Because if somebody's careful to be Mavesedra, Ma'richim Lo'yom v'Shnoysom, it's a skula. It's a school of Arichas Yomim. Rabbi Barabaya Sover, La Ashlumina, the Parshiyasa, the Kulu Shasa, the Malu Yomi, the Kippur. Rabbi Barabaya, so Abaya had a son, Rabbi, who's mentioned a lot in Shas. So Rabbi Barabaya wanted to be Mavisedra, and he wanted to do the entire Torah, all the Shtayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, on Erev Yom Kippur. Tano Lechia Barab, Midifti Ksiv. So Chia Barab went over to him and he told him, how can you do the Erev Yom Kippur? Erev Yom Kippur, there's an Avoida Sayoim. But what are you supposed to do, Erev Yom Kippur? Eat. It says, Ve'nisim is Nafshay Seicha B'tishal Achoydish. You're supposed to fast on the ninth day of the month. Be'erev, Chibetisha Mesanin, Va'loi Ba'asar Mesanis. Everyone knows this Gemara. El Loim Lechon Chaloicha B'shayis B'chi. Anyone that eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, Mal all of Akos of Kilu Mesanin Chi Vasir. Yom Kippur's on the 10th day of Tishrei, which means the 9th day of Tishrei is Erev Yom Kippur. And here it says you're supposed to fast on the 9th day. But you don't fast on the 9th, you fast on the 10th day. Now what it means is if you eat on the 9th day, and then you fast on the 10th day, it's as if you fasted on the 9th and the 10th. So he said, how could Abibi or Barabai, you're going to sit and you're going to be Mavis Sedra the whole day, when are you going to eat? It's not the right thing to do. So he said, you know what, let me do it better in the beginning of the year, and I'll try it in 1 or 2 weeks, I'll do the whole thing. Amalei Ahu Saba, Sahahu Saba. It's amazing. Eliyahu Navi again came and he said, "Tanino ubelvad shalayakdim v'shalayachet." This is not the way you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do every week in and of itself. Because the Amalei Rabbi Shuvan Levi the Bnei, Shuvan Levi told his son, "Atshlimi parshu yaseichu matzibur shnayim mikra v'echa tarim." He says every week, whatever the parish is, that's the ideal way to do it. You should say Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Don't save it for Erev Yom Kippur, and don't do it in the beginning of the year either. Additionally, he told him, V'hizaharu Bivaridin K'Reb Yehuda. You should be careful when you shecht a bird. Make sure that you sever the veridim, the jugular veins of Masechtas Chulin fame. That now we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ad sheyishchet es haveridim." Now, really, to do a kosher shechita, what you need to do is you have to shecht one of the two simanim in an oif, the trachea, the esophagus. But there's also an idea that there were certain veins that because they had so much blood, so because of the iser dam, not the iser nevela, but because of the iser dam, you're supposed to sever it. So Rabbi Yehuda said that when you shecht fowl, hizaru bevridin. Make sure you take out the vridin. Finally, he said, vizaru bezokin sheshochach talmudai machmas oinsoi. And if you know a zokin, an old person, that once upon a time was a Talmud Chacham, and he forgot his learning, machmas oinsoi, he's old, he's not well, you have to give him the same covet that he got when he was a Talmud Chacham. Damrina luchos, the shivrei luchos munachan ba'ar. The shivrei luchos were also in the ar. You see that, being that they once represent luchos, even though now they're shivrei luchos, that's the equivalent of the zokin sheshachach talmudai. You have to make sure you keep it in the ar. Amalu rava levnek, shatim choitchem basar. When you cut meat, this is just a good piece of advice, al tichtach v'agabi ayat. So don't have the piece of meat on your hand, take out the knife and give it a whack, but rather you should put it on a table. Ikadami, some say, Mishum Sakana. Right, very obvious. Ikadami, some say, Mishum Kilkul Suda. Even if you're not using such a sharp knife, and even though you know not to give it a good zetz, but maybe you'll cause yourself to bleed a little bit, the little bit of blood will go to the food, it'll be makalkel the suda, it's going to ruin the food, and as a result, either it's sakona, we're worried about your hand, or we're worried about the meat. Either way, val teshvu al mitas aramis. Another thing that Rava told the son is that don't sit on the bed of an aramis. So this is a non-Jewish woman. Val ta'avra chayr beisakneses b'shosh atzibur misbal. Don't walk past the shul. Don't walk past the door of a shul while the tzibur is davening. So the Gemara explains, I'll teach you, I'll meet this aramis. Don't sit on the bed of an aramis. Some say, like tignum like krishma. It was just a euphemism. What he meant to say was, don't go to sleep without saying Kriyishma. Because if you go to sleep without Kriyishma, you're going to sleep like a shaygetz. That's what he told him. So he said, Al teshva mitas aramis. V'ikadami some say, like tinsvu giyarta. He meant, don't marry a giyoris. V'ikadami, you have to know why not. Maybe Rava was a kohen, so it could be it's related to that. I am Rishayna. V'ikadami, and some say, aramis mamish. No, he meant, don't Literally, don't sit on the bed of an Aramis. Umishim Maisa de Rapapa, because there was a Maisa Shahoya, Kachoya. Rapapa also, the Gabi Goya. Rapapa once met this Goya, Hitzia, and she took out, rolled out of bed, Amraloi, and she told him, shave. So in the olden days, they sat on beds, not on chairs. He said, sit down. Amraloi. So he told her, Eini Yoshev, Achitakbiya Samita, I'm not going to sit down. I want you to pick up the pillows. I want to see what I'm sitting on. Ikbiya Samitu, Masashom Tinoik Mace. There was a dead child there. And Rapapa realized that this was a setup. They were going to be choshed that this is what's going on. Ikan Amru Chachavim, Asaleshav Amita Saramis, that you're not allowed to sit on Amita Saramis. What did he mean when he said, Val Tavra Achayri Besakness, Vishosh Tibim Spalim? Why shouldn't he walk by the door of a shul while the Tibur was davening? Misaeli, Rabbi Shulman, Levi, Rabbi Shulman, Levi, Rabbi Shulman, Levi, said, Asle, Lomashi, Abrachay Besaknesses, Vishosh Tibim Spalim, Amra, Baya, Baya, Sablam, this is only true, El, Delaka Pisachrina. That's true if there's only one door. So if there's one door to the shul and you walk by that door, it sounds like you're not interested in that. The Tibur's davening, and you're just walking by. Okay, that doesn't sound right. If there's another door, less of one, you have nothing to worry about. Why? Because I'm passing this door, I'm going to go in through the other door. So the optics aren't bad. That's what we're worried about. We're worried about the way it looks. So if there's another door, you don't have to worry about it. But Amaran, this is also only said, El, there's no other shul. Less than ba, I'm going to the other shul. Also, again, you have to read the fine print. This is only true if you're not carrying a load. You're not running. You're not wearing tefillin. Meaning, if you're carrying a load, it looks like you're not showing disrespect to the shul. You're just carrying something. You're working. Or if you're running, it sounds like you're in a rush. You have to go somewhere. And if you're wearing tefillin, so what are you going to say? I'm not walking into shul because of disrespect to the Beis HaKnesses. You're wearing tefillin. So in any of these cases, you wouldn't have to worry. So again, to walk past the door of a shul while the tzibur is davening is not good. But if there's another door, if there's another shul, if you're running, you're carrying a load, or if you're wearing tefillin, these are exceptions to this halacha. Tanya, Om Rabbi Akiva, B'shloisha Dvarim, Oyev Aniyas HaMedim. The three things about the Medes that I like. Number one, Kishot Choytchen Es HaBasar, In Choytchen Ela Gabi HaShulchan. When they cut meat, they only cut it on a shulchan, not on their hands, like Rava told his son. Kishe Noishkin, when they kiss, Ein Noishkin Ela Gabaya, they kiss people on their hands. Ukishe Yoyatzin, Ein Yoyatzin Ela Basada. When they say over information that's discreet, they tell a secret or they give advice, they do it in the field because they understand Yesha's Nayim Lekoisel, Rashi says. And as a result, they go to a place where they know for sure nobody's listening. I'm going to have it in my car. What's the makar to the last thing? Vayishlach Yaakov, Vayikra L'Rachel L'Leah Hasad El Tzoynes. So when Yaakov was plotting to leave Lavan, so he tells Rachel, he tells Leah, what did he tell to them in the field? He didn't trust, he didn't want to have this conversation if there was anybody around. One last Gemara, Tanya. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, B'shloish Hadvarim, Oyev Aniyasa, Parsiyah. So Rabbi Akiva said there's three things I like about the Medes. Rabbi Gamliel said there's three things I like about the Persians. By the way, Paras and Madai are what today is Iran. So part of the modern day Iran is Paras, and part of the modern day Iran is Madai. You find, incidentally, sometimes it's referred to as Paras and Madai, and sometimes it was referred to as Madai and Paras. The Vilna Gaon in his Pirish on Megillas Esther talks about this. He says that whenever the Persians were, they had a deal between the two of them, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, that sometimes the government would be controlled by the Persian part, and sometimes it would be, this was like a joint venture between the Persians and the Medes. Question is, who controlled the government? Can't have two kings, Mishnamish, but so who is the one that was going to be in charge? Sometimes it was Paras, sometimes it was Madai, and that's why sometimes you find Paras, that's when they were in control. Sometimes you find Madai, sometimes you find Paras Umadai, sometimes you find Madai and Paras. But regardless, Rabbi Gamliel said, there's three things I like about the Persians. Ain't Snuim Bachilos, and that's Snuim. That's Snuim with the way they eat, with Snuim Bebesa Kisei, they're also tznuah in the Beis HaKisei, it's tznuah b'davar achar, and also they're tznuah when it comes to Tashmish. Anitzi Vesi l'mikdutashi, Om Tani Rav Yosef, Elu HaParsian, these are the Persians, these are the that one day you're going to end up in Gehenim exhale. So again, a loaded daf with a lot of potential rage. So just a few hours. We'll see how much time we have. So number one. So today, the beginning of the daf really concluded what was yesterday's daf, which was Amar Rav Chelbay, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yoichanan, Mishum Rav Yoisi, and Amar Rav Yoichanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So if you remember from yesterday's daf, there was one member that the Gemara brought that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yosi, And then the Gemara brought it again when the Gemara was mentioning all the things Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Omer Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yosef. This was on Daf Zayin Amaral. Minayin she'ein meratzon lo'i lo'odem b'shas kasek. How do you know that if somebody's angry and you want to appease him, you want to say, I'm sorry, wait until he calms down and only afterwards should you do it. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I heard from Rabbi Yosef, because the Pasuk says, Pana yelchu v'han yichoysi loch. It's because Hashem told Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to Hashem, forgive the Yidin after the Chet HaEgel, he said, wait until I calm down, kaviyochel, I'm bekas now. Wait until I'm not bekas anymore, and afterwards, vani choyslach. And then the Gemara said, Hashem ever get angry, and you had a whole half of Amid Gemara, kael zoyim b'chol yoyim, erega, how long's erega, bilam, the rooster, etc. Right? That was yesterday's da. But the point is that Rabbi Yochanan said this in the name of Rabbi Yossi. And then the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis brought the same exact thing, but not Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yossi, but rather Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Noida B'Yehuda, in his Pirish, on Masechtas Brachos, in the Tzlach, asks the question. He says that, why did this have to be mentioned twice? So he says, the Pshat is like this. Kvar niskar mem rezum mishum Rabbi Yochanan ba'amun ha-koidim. El, the Rabbi Yochanan shom ha-dover zem mishnei rabbeisav. The reason is because Rabbi Yochanan heard this from both of his rabbeim. Me Rabbi Yossi, umi Rabbi Shimon ban Yechai. That's the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan and Mishum Rabbi Yossi, so it was mentioned over there. Here we're talking about the halachas Rabbi Yochanan and Hurin and the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But just one diuk. The Rabbi Yochanan shama dover zeh. This is l'shoynei hazav shal hanoi de b'Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan heard this mishnei rabbeisa, from his two rabbeim. Me Rabbi Yossi, Umishum Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. It sounds like Rab Yochanan was a Talmud of Rab Yossi, and he was a Talmud of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Rab Yossi was Rab Yochanan's Rebbe, and Rab Shimon Bar Yochai was Rab Yochanan. And that's the theme of yesterday's daf into today's daf. Om Rab Yochanan Mishum Rab Yossi, Om Rab Yochanan Mishum Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. So I'm going to tell you something interesting. The Seder Hadoris. So the Seder Hadoris was written by Rabbi Yechiel Halperin. And Rabbi Yechiel Halperin was a Goyin Olam, a contemporary of the Shagas Aryeh, as we're soon going to see. So in the Seder Hadoris, on Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Elu Rabbeis of Shor Rabbi Yochanan. And he lists 10 Rabbeim of Rabbi Yochanan. 9 of them he's quoting from the Sefer HaYuchsin, which incidentally was just translated by Art Scroll. And the 10th one he adds by himself. So he says, Elu Rabbeis of Shor Rabbi Yochanan. Number 1, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. Number 2, Rav Yanai. Number 3 was Rav Oshia Rabba. Number 4, Chizkiah, the son of Rav Chia. Number 5, Rav Bina'ah. Rav Shimon ben Yoitzadok is number 6. He brings from the Rosh in Perek Mishameis, who said Bar Kapara was Rav Yochanan's Rebbe. 8 is Rav Yeshua ben Levi. 9 is Rav Yossi ben Nehuroi. And finally, number 10 is Rav Chia. So he lists 10 Rabbeim of Rav Yochanan. There's no mention of Rav Yossi, and there's no mention of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And the truth is that if you just know the basic history, it doesn't seem to be possible that Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yossi, they were from the second to last generation of Tanoim. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, for example, was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who was the last daughter of Tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan, the first Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan that the Seidah Doris brings, is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He seemed to have been his Rabbi Movik. So it seems to be skipping a generation. So the Noid of Yehuda says that this sugi that we learned, Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yochai, the Rabbi Yossi and Rashbi were Rabbeim of Rabbi Yochanan. The Seidah HaDoiris, the Seidah HaYuchsin, it's not clear how that works out, but again, it's L'shoynoi Hazav Shal Anoid of Yehuda of the Tzlach. According to the popular history, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter in the year 160. So in the second century, in the year 160, that's where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away. Rabbi Yochanan was born in the year 180. So what then does it mean, Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi? It means he had a Messiah from Rabbi Yossi. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he heard from his Rebbe's Rebbe. And the truth is, Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yochai permeates Shas. I mean, you can run with this throughout Shas. Technically, this Amid Gemara could have been 3 Masechtas. There's so much Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yochai. At some point, the Gemara stopped digressing. But either way, from the Noid Behuda, it sounds like he was physically his Rebbe, just based on the Seyda Adoiris, the Seyda Yuchsin, and the conventional wisdom as far as Jewish history goes. Rabbi Yochanan was not a Talmud of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan was not a Talmud of Shimon bar Yochai. He was merely saying over something that he had heard. That's the first order. The second order is the Gemara mentioned, Al Zoisi Yispawa Kol Chosid Eilecha Le'es Mitzayin. The question was, what should a person daven for? Chosid, what should he have in mind when he davens? So the Gemara said, you know what he should daven for? He should daven for a wife. Shenemar Matza Yisha Matza Tay. No, Shtam for Torah, Shtam for Kfura. But the first pshat that the Gemara said was, Amr Abchanina Le'es Mitzayin Zu Itzsha. Shenemar Matza Yisha Matza Tay. Then the Gemara digressed for a moment. B'marav and Eretz Yisrael, Ki Nasav Inish Itzah, when a person would get married, Amrele, they would ask him as follows. You meet him after the Sheva Brachas. He said, Matzah, Isha, was it a Matzah or was it a Maitzah? In other words, is this a Matzah, Isha, Matzah, Taif? Or is this a Maitzah, Nimar, Mimavis, Eso, Isha? So sometimes, Matzah, Isha could be Matzah, Taif. And sometimes, it could be a Maitzah, Nimar, Mimavis, Eso, Isha. So I'm going to tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Ben Yehoyada. This is in Mesechtes Bav Metzia. So it's not here on Masechtas Brachas. Ben Yehoyada was written by the Ben Ishchai. It's in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tesamen Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Itzoch Gutza, if your wife is short, Gachin V'lachishla, bend down and listen and hear what she has to say. So says the Ben Yehoyada. Clearly, it doesn't mean literally what the Gemara says. So what does it mean? Itzoch Gutza, Gachin V'lachishla. So he says as follows. He says that the Gemara asks a stira. It says, Matzo Isha, Matzah Tov. It also says Umoitzi Mar Mimaves Eso Yisha, and that's why B'marava they used to say, was it a matzah or is it a maitzah? Because sometimes it plays out this way, sometimes it plays out that way. See, he says the Ben Ishchai. I'm going to tell you a different teretz. Matzah Isha, Matzah Tov. If your wife is Isha, she's Tov. Umoitzi Mar Mimaves as Ha Isha, but if it's Ha Isha, then it's problems. Then it's Mar Mimavis. So he says, what's the difference? And maybe don't say this over at the Shabbos table Friday night, just FYI. So he says the difference is that Ish and Isha are both made up of Aleph and Shin. They're both made up of Ish. Ish has a Yud inside, and the Isha has a He. The gematria of Yud is 10. The gematria of He is 5. Which means that the man is 2 times his wife. Just based on numerical value. He's Ish with a Yud, she's Isha with a Hey. See, he says in a marriage, a woman's supposed to understand that she's only half of her husband. And if that's her mindset, it's going to be wonderful. Says the Ben Ishchai, Matzah Isha. If your wife is Isha, she's a Hey, you're a Yud. She respects you as if you're 2 times her Matzah Tai. The life is good. But if she's not Isha, she's Ha Isha, she tacks on another Hey, another 5, she thinks she's Shava B'Shava to you, this is the Ben Yayada. Then it's Mar Mimavis. So Itzach Gutza says, if your wife is short, it doesn't mean she's short, she understands that she's Isha and you're Ish, she's not Ha Isha. Then Gacha V'Lachishla, then you should bow down, and then you should bend, and you should listen to what she has to say. He says, that's Peshat in the Mishnah. Al Tarbe Sicha Im Ha Isha B'Ishtai Amru. When it's Ha Isha, even if it's Ishtai, even if it's your own wife, Al Tarbe Sicha Misha. That's the inverse of Itzach Gutza, Gacha V'Lachishla. If she's Isha, then yeah, Gacha V'Lachishla. If she's Ha Isha, it's Al Tarbe Sicha Misha. Either way, that's the Ben Yayada. Now, the truth is, Ben Yayada is saying this in a sugyo, Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Dafnun Tesam Adal. So before you get excited, you have to look at that Gemara. And there the Gemara talks about how a person has to be Mechabedes Ishta Yoysa Migufay. And the Gemara talks about the cover that a man's supposed to have for his wife. The point is, it goes both ways. So the woman is supposed to feel as if she's the Isha to the husband's Ish, that she's 5 to his 10. She's only half of who he is. But at the same time, the husband's responsibility is to make sure that he's Mechabeder even Yoysa Migufay. That's the second R. The third R is, Amrulei the Rabbi Yoychanan. They told Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Sabi B'Bavel. There's older people in Bavel. And Rabbi Yochanan heard that, he was very taken aback. He said, why are there old people in Bavel? The Pasuk says, L'man yirbu yumeichem v'imei v'neichem, alu adam ma'ashen nishma ha'shem la'viseichem la'seis lahem. L'man yirbu yumeichem, ha'richas yomim, z'n Eretz Yisrael. So why are there old people in Bavel? Then they told him that the Yidin in Bavel, they wake up early and they learn and they daven and they stay up late and they learn and they daven. He says, aha, now I understand, because Rabbi Shulman Levi told his son that you should wake up early and go to shul and go to say, why? Because ki moitzi matzachayim, that's a school. That's a school of Arichas Yavim. Number one, the Ben Yoyada, and this is here in Brachas Tachesam and Aleph. It's interesting. Amru Leidu Rabbi Yochanan, they told this to Rabbi Yochanan, Ikasabi Bebavel, and Rabbi Yochanan was very taken aback. He said, why Rabbi Yochanan? Why Rabbi Yochanan? Why not Rish Lakish? Why not somebody else? Why is this miyuchad, this Dvar Agada to Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, you know what the rest of the story is? Because we just mentioned the other day, Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons. Dein gar medasi ravir. But he had an 11th son. His 11th son was Rav Masna. And he sent him to Bavel to go learn by Shmuel. And we explained to get away from this mazel here. Maybe if he goes and he learns by Shmuel, maybe over there, maybe by Shmuel, he'll be protected. But Rabbi Yochanan was a little insecure with his idea. He wasn't sure if this idea was so good. Because what am I sending him to Bavel for? In Bavel, no one's Meir Chiyamin. In Bavel, am I Yirbu Yemechem is Alu Adama? That's only in Eretz Yisrael. So they came to Rabbi Yochanan and they told him, Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, Ikasabi Bavel. He says, really? He was so excited. But Tomei, he said, what's the pshat? And then he explained to him, because if you learn Torah, your son will be by Shmuel, will be learning, he'll be Zaychat Arichas Yavim. Says the Ben Yoyada that this was Divrei Nechama. This was Divrei Nechama to Rabbi Yochanan, who had just sent his 11th son to go learn in Bavel. Why? So that he should be Zaychat Arichas Yavim. But what's the pshat? So the Gemara says, really, Arichas Yavim should only be in Eretz Yisrael. But if you wake up early, you go to shul, and you stay up late, and you go learn, there you're going to be Zaychat Arichas Yavim, even in Bavel. So the Marsha says, based on the Gemara in the end of the Masechtas Megillah, the Gemara says, Asidim Bati Knesios Ubati Midrashos Sheba Bavel. The Bati Knesios and the Bati Midrashos of Bavel are going to eventually be in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Marsha, an unbelievable thing. He says, if that's the case, every shul today is considered Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, this is something that's going to happen in the future. So you would think that that din Eretz Yisrael that the shul may have would happen in the future. Says the Marsha, no. That being that Asitim about the Knesses, about the Midrashes, to one day be in Eretz Yisrael, Hayoim today, a base Knesses and a base Medrash, has a din of Eretz Yisrael. And if it has a din of an Eretz Yisrael, so in the base Knesses, in the base Medrash, you can merit L'man Yirbu Yemechem. So I'll tell you something that I heard from Mary Virebi, Rabbi Shua Abib Yisrael Shlita. He said over a story that Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, the Mechaber Sefer Vishmer Halevi, used to say over. So Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, the Shagasarye lived in Minsk. The Baal Seda Hadoyers, who we just quoted, Rabbi Yechiel Halperin, also lived in Minsk. And they were contemporaries. The story goes that the Seda Hadoyros was giving a drasha, and when he was giving a drasha, he was getting very excited, and he was jumping. And the Shagasayah didn't like what the Seda Hadoyros had to say. So he said very sharply, Kishem Shehu Roiked, Kach Eino Yochel. He said, just like he's jumping, Kach Eino Yochel. This is what he said. And apparently people heard what the Shagazariah said, and they felt that he was pagay in the covet of the Seda Doris. This happened Erev Shabbos, and they literally told the Shagazariah he has to leave the city. They threw him out of the city. He had to leave Minsk right before Shabbos. Shagazariah hadn't prepared Shabbos to go, so what's he supposed to do? So there was a woman that lived in Minsk. Her name was Blumka. That was her name. And Blumka went, and she brought Lechem Mishnah, and she brought wine, and she brought a Suda, and she made sure that the Shagas Aryeh had everything that she needed. And the Shagas Aryeh was very, very makir toiv for the way Blumka took care of her. And he gave her a bracha. The bracha was that one day you should marry to go to Eretz Yisrael. So once upon a time, it was a very big deal to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he told, I give you a bracha, that one day you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. This woman, Blumka, got older, and she never went to Eretz Yisrael. And it bothered her terribly, because she felt that the Shagas Aryeh said that this is what she should do, and how do you not live the Shagas Aryeh's bracha? So she went to Reb Chaim Volozhin. And she asked Reb Chaim Volozhin, what should I do? So Reb Chaim Volozhin said, it's hard for you, you're old now to go to Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you're going to make it. You know what you should do? You should build a shul. Because a shul is Eretz Yisrael. And he said over this Marsha, in Masechtas Brachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph, that in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, you can marry the man Yirbu Yumechem Bimei V'nechem Alo Adobmo. So he said, build a shul. And she built the shul. And the Velt says over, there was a shul in Minsk. It was known as Blumka's Klois. And this is the rest of the story. Blumka's clothes, I'll shame Blumka, this woman who lived in Minsk, who had taken care of the Shagas Aryeh. It was based on a bracha from the Shagas Aryeh and an Eitzah from Reb Chaim Volozhin. Just to end with one final la'ara, and that is the Gemara says, Kol ha la'olam yashlam adam parshiyos v'matzibor. A person should always finish his shnayim mikra v'echot targum va'afilu ataras v'divoin. Why? Shekol ha'mashlam parshiyos v'matzibor marichin lo'y yomav u'shnoysav. It's a Denly, next week's parsha is parsha Shmois. Shmois is Rosh Hatevis Baal Turim. It says Shnayim Mikra ve'echot Targum. So the Velt says that why is Shmois Shnayim Mikra ve'echot Targum? Should have been Bereishis, right? If you need a remez for shnayim mikra v'echa targum. So why isn't it bereshis? So the Velt says, because by bereshis you don't need the chizik. Everyone's excited. You start, you know, with time you need chizik. So by shamois already you need chizik. Shnayim mikra v'echa targum. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Abaye sava lashlumin l'parshiyos the kula shas of ma'ali yom dekipuri. Rabbi Bar Abaye wanted to end the whole. He wanted to do the whole thing on erev Yom Kippur. Tano lechi bar Rav Midifti. He says, no, you're not supposed to be mavesedra of Yom Kippur. You're supposed to eat erev Yom Kippur. This is not the right time to be mavesedra. This is not the proper avodas here. Now, why did Rabbi Bar Abaye want to do it all on Erev Yom Kippur? So I saw in the Iyun Yaakov. Iyun Yaakov's appears on the Iyun Yaakov. So the Iyun Yaakov says something unbelievable. He says, because Rabbi Bar Abaye was Abaye's son. Abaye, the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, came from Beis Eli. It's a shaila what the Gemara says. Abaye v'Rava mid the Beis Eli, or Abaye v'Rabba mid the Beis Eli. We'll get to that. But the Abaye for sure. Question is Rava or Rab. But Abaye for sure was from Beis Eli. The Gemara says Abaye was Isaac in Torah Gmilas Chasadim. See, at Arichas, he lived till he was 60 because he was Isaac in Torah Gmilas Chasadim. But the Beis Eli was cursed. Then nobody would be Mayrach Yomim. It was Erev Yom Kippur. This is the Yom Adin. It's the Chesivas Adin. And Rabbi Bar Abaye wanted a school of Arichas Yomim to fight the klala of Beis Eli. So you know what he did? He was mashlim parshi yosef v'matzibur. Because Chazal say, kol mashlim parshi yosef v'matzibur marichin lo yomav v'shnois. Dover nifla. That's what the Iyun Yaakov says in his Pirush on Iyun Yaakov. But I just had one ha'ara. What's marichin lo yomav v'shnoisav? What's marichin lo yomav v'shnoisav? So, arichas yomim and arichas shanim. Arichas shanim means many years. What's arichas yomim? So, the Ben Yoyada, again, this is the third Ben Yoyada this morning. And this is in Masechtas Brachas, but it's later. Atzandaf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that if somebody is Meirich, when he says Kriya Shema, by the word Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? So if you're Meirich by Echad, same Lashon, Marichin Lo Yomav Ushnoisav. Says the Ben Yoyada, Marichin Lo Yomav means Be'echos. Marichin lo shnoisav means bekamos. Marichin lo shnoisav means a person lives till he's 120 years old. He has arichas shanim. You know what arichas yomim is? That every day is rich. Every day you can appreciate. Every day you feel fulfilled. It's not quantitatively, it's qualitatively. Arichas shanim is quantity. Arichas yomim is quality. So I was thinking that if someone's mashlim parshiyosav v'matzibur, not only will he have arichas shanim, he'll have arichas yomim as well. Why? Because how are you supposed to be mavesedra? So if you look up in Shulchan Aruch, there's different ways that you could do it. But the Vilna Gaon and the Maaser Rav says, take of achar tefillah every single day, after that day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every single day, koyrim miktsas min haseder, shnayim mikra ve'echa targum u'masayim berev Shabbos. That's the way you're supposed to be mavesedra. It's yoimi. It's every single day, that's the way you're supposed to do it. Up until Sheni on Sunday, Sheni till Shlishi on Monday. That's the way that you're supposed to be Mavesedra. If a person learns every single day, he's Mashlim Parshi Yosef Matzibur every day, then he's Zoicha, not just Tarich Shonim, but he'll be Zoicha Tarich Yomim, because he's giving meaning to his life. There's more substance to his life. If there's more substance to his life, he'll merit Arich Yomim. I think the same is true for Dafa Yoimi. The point is that when a person is able to incorporate in his day a little bit of ruchnius, that's when he merits arichas yomim. Arichas yomim is talanga yudin. But what's arichas yomim? Arichas yomim is qualitatively every single day should have more meaning. Yeah, you get that if you're mashlim parshiyos v'matzibur, k'minig hagra in the ma'aser rav, person learns every day. That's a skula for arichas yomim.